In this screencast, I'll show you how to use something called Mouse Gesture Trigger to implement mouse and single finger touch gestures. Now, the reason that we get single finger touch gestures out of Mouse Gesture Trigger is because Windows 7 itself will forward a single touch interaction as mouse events. Right, so let's take a look at what we're going to build first. So I'll do an F5 here in Expression Blend. I'll just make this full screen. Now watch my mouse here. I'm going to draw the shape of the letter B, and notice that the screen transitions to blue. If I draw the shape of a letter lowercase red, R, the screen transitions to red. And if I draw the shape of a W, the screen transitions to white. And I'm going to show you how easy it is to build this using some of the new capabilities in Expression Blend, and specifically in the Expression Blend samples that you can get from expressionblend.codeplex.com. All right, so the first step to get all of this up and running is to go to expressionblend.codeplex.com. You come in here and you click download, and you run the installer. You can also look at the source code for all these samples, but what you'll see, you can read through this page here, and it tells you about all the samples that are available. And these samples are built on top of the Expression Blend SDK that introduces this concept of behaviors, actions, and triggers. Now, I'm not going to go into those concepts themselves in this screencast, but I'll provide some links in the post that you can use to follow on and get some more information. So I've been having a conversation with a number of customers lately about this one trigger in particular called Mouse Gesture Trigger. And what it really is a general purpose way of interpreting a mouse gesture by essentially drawing it. And if you can draw it with a mouse, you can draw it with a single finger on a touch screen. So let's go ahead and build out the sample that you just saw from scratch using Expression Blend. Alright, so we're going to create a brand new project. In this case, we'll take WPF, and we'll leave the default called WPF Application 1. And so, the first thing we'll do is we'll come in and create a couple animations. So the first one we'll create, we'll just call make background red. And you know what, we'll just do one for this demo because you'll be able to download my code that did both red, white, and blue. And let's make it blue. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to say from 0 to 1, we're going to go ahead and change the background color to be some shade of blue. Let's make it a little darker. There we go. Alright, and then let's go ahead and get out of that mode. Let's remove the window loaded trigger, and let's set the default background for this to be white. Alright. Now what I want to do is I want to come in here in the assets section and type storyboard. And we want to take the control storyboard action and drag and drop it on top of layout root. And so the storyboard that we want to play is make background blue. And notice that we don't have, that's the wrong one there. And we want to click new trigger type, and notice that the mouse gesture trigger is not there. So what we need to do is come over to projects and say add a reference. And where you want to find this is in your program files. Microsoft Expression Blend, Blend 3 Samples, /WPF, and then there's a similar one for Silverlight as well. But we're in WPF, so let's go ahead and take expression.samples.interactivity. And now we can say new trigger type. We'll select the mouse gesture trigger and click OK. And in this case, instead of using my mouse to draw this gesture point list, I'm just going to use my finger because I have a touch screen. So I just created a B, and now, assuming I did everything correct, when I hit F5, let's go ahead and draw our B, and boom, there we go, it transitions to a background of blue. And I did that simply by drawing a B using the mouse gesture trigger. I strongly suggest that you check out not only expressionblend.codeplex.com, because they offer a wealth of added functionality that's very easy to implement inside of Blend and, oh, by the way, Visual Studio, right? This stuff doesn't require Blend. It's just put together by the Blend team. And then also dig deeper into understanding these new capabilities that were shipped as part of the Expression Blend 3 SDK called Triggers, Actions, and Behaviors.